This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's brought to you by ProXPN. We've got Skype. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Wired Magazine is asking, is it time, or excuse me, they're not asking, the person writing the story is saying it's time to consider restricting human breeding, and we've kind of barely scratched the surface on this discussion and the story. We'll get back into that. We also have Ken on the line in Raleigh, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Ken. Ken in Raleigh, going once. Ken in Raleigh, do we have the phone potted up and turned on? I don't know. Maybe something's wrong with Ken's cell phone. We're going to put him back on hold here and see if we can iron out whatever those issues might be. We'll try to get Ken on here in a moment. The toll-free number, again, is 855-453. So, Mark, bring us up to speed. This is a Wired UK piece, and the author is, well, we kind of barely really gotten into it here. We ended up getting sidetracked on some related discussions about how there's plenty of space, so what's the big fear about overpopulation? He's not, you're saying, fear-mongering about overpopulation. He's just,
He's taking it as a given. You know, with 10,000 children
starving
every day.
He's saying we're overpopulated. He's saying this isn't something to fear in the future. Like right now, it's gone too far.
That's the idea. Gotcha. The philosophical conundrum of controlling humans' procreation rests mostly on whether all human beings are actually responsible enough to be good parents and can provide properly for their offspring. Clearly, untold numbers of children, for example, those millions that are slaves in the illegal human trafficking industry, are born to unfit parents. In an attempt to solve this problem and give hundreds of millions of future kids a better life, I cautiously endorse the idea of licensing parents, a process that would be little different than getting a driver's license. Parents who pass basic tests qualify and get the green light and can get pregnant and raise children.
Lots of people, parents included, are standing up and cheering and clapping their hands. You hear this so often. People, you should have to have a license to have a parent, to be a parent.
I honestly could easily be in this sort of area. I am of the opinion that most people that have children are unqualified to have them. And, however, I understand that human beings are an extraordinarily difficult animal to control, and the best way to control them is to allow them to do the things that they want to do. What you can't do is the more strictures, the more you try to sort of finesse the way they're going to be, the less successful you're going to be. So currently we have in this country, and many, these are mostly the people that are going to be positing this are sort of those from the West, right? So all the people that are from the West live in countries where they subsidize the breeding of humans and then complain that humans that are breeding are unqualified to breed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this the stupidest, most circuitous kind of argument you've ever heard? Tell you what, if you don't want those people breeding, stop subsidizing their breeding. Stop giving them money to take care of their children.
Yeah.
If they have to take care of their children on their own, they will find other ways to do it. Maybe they'll give them up for adoption to people that are better qualified to take care of them. Maybe they will live with their parents, and their parents will take care of them. Maybe they will, use a darn condom. I mean, we've all heard stories of people that simply have children to get the welfare.
Sure, that exists.
So what's the point? None of this makes any sense to me.
Yeah, I like
you want to control human breeding. Stop getting the state involved.
I like where you're coming from on this. I mean, that makes sense. Strike the problem at the root.
Government policies always have these unintended consequences.
Well, in this case, there's a big consequence, and that would be that a new bureaucracy would need to be formed. Some sort of enforcement of marriage, not marriage licenses, but they'd probably require a marriage or something, but also some kind of enforcement of this new baby policy.
Well, listen to this for a second. So those that are deemed unworthy, perhaps because they're homeless or have drug problems or are violent criminals or have resources to don't have resources to raise a child properly and keep it from going hungry, would not be allowed until they could demonstrate that they were suitable parents. Now, I want to think about the Byzantine bureaucracy that I might have had to go through in order to have a child, because my wife and I decided to have a child. We had a child. Now, I don't like government paperwork very much, but I am a convicted felon. So now I have to go to this guy's agency that's created in order to solve his little problems in order to have my beautiful son, Jack. This is outright disgusting tyranny. It comes home to every one of us. And they're going to decide who can have them and who can't. Then they're going to, you know, there's still just a few too many kids. You know what we have? We have too many black kids and not enough white kids. So then they're going to start subsidizing white kids and disincentivizing black kids. Or, you know what? These Mexicans keep coming in. No Mexicans are allowed to have kids. I mean, it just keeps on getting weirder from here.
Well, what you're suggesting isn't unusual or unheard of when a government program is started. First of all, the guy writing this article is likely not going to be the architect of whatever the program is. But even if he were the architect of that, then he would not be there in the future as it morphs out of its original parameters. So even if you sitting there, as this guy likely believes he can envision the perfect program that would really help, you know, make sure that parents are the best possible parents they can be and that those children don't go to those undesirable parents. Even if you could come up with the perfect scheme for that, again, it would not be enforced in the way you expect. It would not be enforced by you. It would be enforced by government bureaucrats whose incentives may be different than the incentives you were thinking of when you formed the program. And either way, you're going to see, as you do with all government programs, it grow way out of the bounds of its proportion. Oh, it may only be to restrict a few people in the beginning, but by the end of 10 years, it may be restricting a far more than what you had ever intended, and the program itself may become more violent than you ever envisioned. I mean, you, this, not you, Mark, but you, the author here of this Wired piece, probably have some utopian vision for way, you know, the way you think people should breed, and you see this as a way to bring that about, and that's scary because government is force, and maybe this individual doesn't really understand that. Maybe they feel like, oh, well, we'll just fine them or something like that, but it never ends up being just a fine, because if you don't pay the fine, then you go to prison. And in the case of a baby, if you've had you know, if somebody has gotten pregnant and then there's some sort of rule that says, well, if you've gotten pregnant, you need to inform the local bureaucracy of children children authorization, and they have to assess you within a certain period, you know, time frame, and then presumably they would force people to get abortions, right, at that point, would they not? I mean, if you're not allowed to have children and you get knocked up, I mean, at some point they might propose mandatory sterilization, I suppose. I mean, this can go all kinds of crazy places.
Well, it was flagrant offenders.
Yeah, I mean, most people, a good percentage of the population gets pregnant by accident.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to be...
That would be one strike against them, likely, right out the gate.
Women, maybe men, too. We could finally have male birth control that isn't, you know, a sheath of rubber. You know, we have to stand in line every month at work or school in order to get our little shots. You know, let's just do it right in high school, in the government schools. You know, and frankly, it doesn't bother me if it becomes part of the government program. Look, in order to come to our government school, then all the kids that are, a you know, 12 and up have to get a monthly shot of birth control. I don't care. Really, I don't care. If you're going to send your kid to government school, you get what you get. Don't expect me to go defending you on that one. You're going to take the welfare, which that's what it is, middle-class government babysitting welfare, and you expect the consequences. But when you start telling other people outside of this that they've got to do it. College students, they get pretty much every school, college in this country gets government money. So why wouldn't they have a program? Then you've got them from not just stopping at 18, but you got them up to 22. There you go. Just keep on. And of course, the college students are the one which we want most, because you don't want the smart people breeding, right? And so off it goes. Author says here, Of course, the problem is always in the details. How could society monitor such a licensing process? Would governments force abortion upon mothers who are found to be pregnant without permission?
Good question.
These things seem unimaginable in most societies around the world. Besides, who wants the government handling human breeding when it can do do basic things like balance its own budgets and stay out of wars?
He's making a persuasive point there. I'd like to know his answer.
He wants the World Health Organization. Maybe they can step in and offer more confidence.
Is that where he's going next?
That's what he just said.
All right. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, because they're nothing like a government. It's Free Talk Live.
Crashed. The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary. Because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk.
Talk Live. Take control right here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Do you agree with this Wired piece, this author who is basically suggesting that, that you need to have some sort of a license to reproduce? That you have to ask, that you should, in his version of the world, his vision for what should exist, that you would have to go to some sort of panel or some bureaucrat and supplicate yourself in front of them and ask for their permission to have children. And it's a disturbing idea.
This is Lucille at the Parental Licensing Board. How can I help you?
That seems a little too friendly for how it would likely go. They don't want to help you.
Denied.
Bureaucrats.
Denied.
Yeah. I mean, and how many times you've been to the DMV and stood in a line for 2 hours just to find out you need to go get another piece of paperwork and then come back and stand again in the line and then, oh, no, you got to get this other piece of paper. I mean, it's almost always no when you ask government for permission to do things.
The government is all about no, aren't they?
But I'm sure if you had enough money, you know, you probably would kind of get fast-tracked through this particular system. Certainly if you have political sway. People inside politics who know you and can pull some strings. But I want to know, I mean, if you think this guy is right on, if you think that overpopulation is a problem and that people are having kids who shouldn't be having kids and you want to somehow put a stop to that, go ahead, call in, share your vision. Because maybe it's different from this guy's. You know, each little control freak out there has their own version of the way things ought to go in their mind.
Well, that's the unfortunate part is because it never goes the way that you want it to go. The government program never works the way the person who thought up the government program imagined it would work. Just take a look at this Obamacare thing. Mm. People imagined there would be a working website to go with this. I mean, our lives are full of large working websites.
You expected too
Why
much.
Wouldn't the most powerful, most wealthy organization on the planet be able to pull this off?
Right.
Because they have no competition. They don't get market signals. They don't understand. People that do get market signals, like small business people, like, for instance,
like a mom-and-pop business.
Jessica Armand, the liberty-loving homeschool mother of three who created My Magic Mud. You know, this is where the innovations come from. It comes from the minds of everyday people. Jessica wanted to see her kids, for one, they didn't like the taste of toothpaste, and they didn't like brushing. She wanted to make something that was going to be all natural, didn't have fluoride in it, that the kids would like to use. She ended up coming up with the idea for My Magic Mud. It's bentonite clay and charcoal. The kind of charcoal that's in charcoal filters, it bonds with the water, things in the water in order to make it so that water's pure. Well, this stuff binds with the stuff in your mouth, like bacteria and things like that, and gets it out of there and pulls it out. If you use My Magic Mud one time, you'll see the difference in your teeth because it's a stain remover, a powerful stain remover. I used it 4 times. All the stains were gone. I mean, my mouth was just, my teeth were just the color they're supposed to be. They feel polished. All the time. I use it 3 times a week. I use it every day when I first got it, but now 3 times a week. Go listen to biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole as he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. It's right there on the front page at mymagicmud.com. It's this product I will use for the rest of my life because it's that good. Mymagicmud.com. And you can see a great video that we've linked to at mud.freetalklive.com. So go check it out. Mymagicmud.com and mud.freetalklive.com.
Okay, let's continue here with your calls. If you want to make them, you can dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. I really would love to hear from somebody who thinks that this Wired article author is onto something, that he's got the right idea. We need to have some sort of government program. Nobody really knows what exactly it would look like, but he may be presenting some ideas here in a moment as far as how one should go about getting permission to have children. That's been the proposal.
That's it.
So if you agree with that, 855-450-FREE.
So he says, I see near-term hope in what we called a new transhumanist-inspired birth control device, originally developed at MIT and now backed by funding from Microsoft founder Bill Gates. The implanted microchip lasts for up to 16 years. 3 times the current implantable devices, including IUDs, and can deliver hormones into the body via an on-off switch on your mobile phone. It's not a huge jump to imagine the government seeing opportunity In using this, many children born into poverty end up costing taxpayers billions. Sadly, a high percentage of those same kids will end up in the streets, in gangs, or in prison after they become adults. Just as legalization of abortion has helped drive down crime rates, this is a supposition. We don't know for certain that this is the case, but it's a supposition.
Yes, I've heard a similar one that increased taxes and sort of paternal policy has caused Americans to stop smoking cigarettes.
Could be.
Maybe. I doubt it. I think it's the overall interest in health. Sorry to interrupt you, Mark.
No problem at all.
I have to say I'm a little confused. All right, I missed maybe one detail on this chip. Some sort of a birth control delivery
chip? It's a new transhuman-inspired birth control device originally developed at MIT and now backed by funding from Microsoft Bill Gates.
This is here.
Yes.
And is the proposal to put it in poor children or put it in
It would
who?
Be... Just put in people, I guess.
Violent people.
Well, if you're going to license, then you have to put it in everybody, right?
Drug-addicted folks.
Right. The idea would be you'd put this into everybody by default, and then if they get the license, then it can change, flip the switch.
That's exactly what it would do.
Permission?
At this point, the device can be turned on and off with a smartphone, so therefore the government would have some kind of magic radiating machine that turns your device on when
you're approved for birth.
You're approved. But, of course, hey... The government can't keep control of its own laptops. It loses the information. It loses Social Security numbers all the time. They're just going to turn on. I mean, people are going to hack these things.
Yeah, but there might be felony charges. I mean, if you hack into government property, that's obstructing government administration.
Sure.
That's not always a felony. I mean, but it could be made a felony. I mean, if this were taken seriously. Look, this is the world we're protecting here. We need to stop the dummies from birthing. So
I think we're a long darn way in America from licensing people to give birth. I think the Constitution is going – it provides weak protection, but I think it's going to protect against this. I think if somebody, somebody hacks their gizmo that's been put in their neck to keep them from breeding, that they would be able to go to court and say, I am simply acting upon my God-given right to procreate.
I think you're being awfully optimistic here, Mark. I mean, I appreciate that you still believe in the Constitution and all that, which is kind of news to me. It seemed like you had, come to the
didn't
understanding.
Didn't I said it was weak protection?
Right. I mean, we've certainly seen how the Constitution has been eviscerated.
I don't think today that this is going to happen in America.
But what about 10 years?
I don't think so. I remember 10 years ago you said New Hampshire would have a bubble over it to protect it from cold weather. That goes to show your ability to predict anything, my friend. So, no.
I don't think I made that prediction.
Yeah, you said maybe.
It seems like American society could sort of go one way or the other, and I personally think that we're going towards the kind of individual liberty that the three of us all hope and dream for, but... It can go the other side of the fence, too, and either way, it's going to be an extreme. So if we go the statist route, then, we got to have this.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Does he have more to say on his grand vision? We'll share that with you, and your thoughts are welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have Skype on into the show, and username lrn.fm. You're tuned to Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Whoa! This is big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free. We're talking about the proposal to restrict the world's population. Some know-it-all in Wired magazine has determined that he knows best how this should be done, and he's would like to propose that it be forced on all of us, and perhaps prevent you from being able to have children, or at the very least, make it more difficult, make you have to jump through hoops, make you have to subvert yourself before some sort of government bureaucrat or board of bureaucrats in order to gain their permission, their deigning of your ability to have children. And that's the proposal here.
The great illusion here that is at the bedrock of this proposed agency and every other kind of state solution is that there are simple common sense things that we can all agree on that we'll just go with that. We'll start with that maybe. Things like violent people. You know, if you're violent, then you can't have children. You're violent. But you immediately run into problems trying to sort out the violent from the nonviolent because any situation you get yourself into is too complex, and these government bureaucracies will never be capable of sorting out the good from the bad.
Well, right. I mean, Mark was involved in an instance of violence when he was a teenager at age 17.
It's true.
And, you know, maybe people change over time. Mark has managed to have a son. He's now six. Is that right?
That's right. Jack's six, yeah.
Jack is 6 years old, and Mark has not harmed Jack. He has not been a danger toward Jack. And that's not to say that Jack hasn't attempted to provoke Mark into being upset at him for various things, but
that's what 6 year olds do best.
They seem to get along pretty well when I see them, at least. And so again, you know, just chopping off someone's ability to have a child because they had some sort of violent incident. Again, this that raises the question: who decides? Who is it that gets
it'll
to?
It'll be some unelected functionary that will have to decide, because in all these bureaucracies, the language that is the law of the land is too confusing to have an answer that comes just from the words in the instruction manual. Mm-hmm. And some man has to interpret it. Some person has to interpret it. And that's...
Well, that person will be interpreting based on statutes or code that will be written by other bureaucrats.
Uh-huh.
So that person will be interpreting other person, you know, people's intentions. And so their original intentions may not be the intentions of the interpreter. And then ultimately those words will be interpreted when those things are challenged in court by other men and women wearing robes who will determine what that ultimately means, which of course can then be reinterpreted later by other men and women who have taken the job of wearing the robes. So none of it really will ultimately flesh out in the way that the original creators intend.
Well, let's look, for instance, my wife used to work for the state of Florida. She worked at the vocational rehabilitation sector, which meant that people that were hurt, she did things to sort of get them back to work. You know, if you're poor, you need glasses to work. She gets you some glasses, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she worked there for, I think, 18 months, 2 years, some number like that. And then we moved up here to New Hampshire. And she quit at, like, the end of August to move up here. And she, at that point in August, she had already reached her goal of people that she was supposed to help that year and had extra... Mm-hmm. People, extra files, so that were like half done and things like that. She had already reached her goal, had some completed files, and then had some half done files. The boss, in order to spruce up the numbers of the other people in her department, took these files and took her files, the completed ones and the half completed ones, and passed them out to other employees that just had to do them that weren't going to reach their numbers that year.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow these people couldn't do the simple job. This is the inefficiency that just sort of is brought about by the system. These people, they're college educated, every single one of them. They had to be to do this job.
Mm.
They couldn't do it. They weren't doing it. They missed their numbers. And I can't imagine that this organization is going to be run any better. Do we need this kind of overhead in society on breeding?
Well, I don't know, but whatever organization you're a part of, there's just sometimes where you need focus and you're feeling fatigued and you're trying to get that extra edge when it counts. Check out Modafinil from modup.net. Whether you're a student, studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including double-digit increases in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Plus, businessmen around the world are talking about Modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Now, at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now, remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So go to modup.net and place your order there when you're ready, and you're ready to feel like you know enough about modafinil. Modup.net has it, and you can get a heck of a discount if you pay with Bitcoin. 33% off. Plus, use our code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order, whether you pay with Bitcoin or not. So again, that's code FTL at modup.net for world-class service at a great price for modafinil. M-O-D-U-P, modup.net, code FTL. As we continue, Your calls are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, an exclusive story posted at freekeen.com outlines some what for some people will be shocking news about a Free State Project participant who has now been alleged to have been one of the administrators of the Silk Road. We've got the details on that on the way here tonight. And Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, all that's still coming up. Your calls welcome, 855-450-FREE, especially if you're a population control advocate. If you're somebody who is listening to Mark share this Wired magazine piece from the UK where someone is seriously suggesting that some sort of agency, and at first it sounds like maybe the government, but then you said, Mark, maybe he's suggesting the World Health Organization. I think that might have been whereabouts we left off. Do you want to continue
the story? Well, after that, we'd talked about the piece of technology that he had suggested.
But yeah, some kind of chip that you could turn on and off people's ability to reproduce.
Yeah, the government chipping all young people, essentially to be able to control their breeding ability through this, you know, chip mm-hmm. that controls their hormones or something. He says the approximate 10,000 starving child deaths a day, all of which point to the fact that well over 50 million kids have died due to hunger and malnutrition over the last 30 years. That's a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
What's more, 15% of kids in the U.S., the supposed wealthiest country in the world, suffer from hunger. A large portion of them are born to families that don't have resources to properly raise a child. After all, if you can't feed a child, you probably shouldn't have one. Licensing would have restricted many of those births until parents were more able to deal with the challenges of procreation, which is undoubtedly the most intense and serious long-term responsibility most human beings will ever be faced with in their lives.
Okay.
So, you know, he's pointing out that
this hard work,
having humans is it has consequences,
yeah.
And that it's not easy to do. And I wouldn't disagree with any of those statements.
No doubt. That's why I got a vasectomy at age 22.
He says, 23. As a liberty-loving person, I have always eschewed giving up any freedoms. However, in some cases, the statistics are overwhelming that
this guy's liberty-loving and he's proposing forced chipping of people.
Given the coming era of indefinite lifespans and transhumanist technology, we must remain open-minded to consider how best to move the species forward to produce the happiest and healthiest children for the planet. Anything less would leave us with millions of preventable deaths and incalculable suffering of innocent kids.
We simply need to move out and conquer the stars.
Someday, I think that's coming.
It is coming, probably. Maybe not within our lifetimes, but who knows?
Download yourself into a machine and put that machine into a rocket and blast off.
Yeah, I kind of wonder when you think about, like, he's talking about the transhumanist world requiring the limit of births, but the fact is that if you can download consciousness into a machine, and we don't really have much of a definition for what consciousness is.
Mm-mm.
We really don't know, and if it's separatable from a brain or not. We know that people have died and come back, but we don't know sort of what makes consciousness consciousness. Now, if you can separate the consciousness from a brain, then at that point, you can just store a whole bunch of people on a computer. You don't need a bunch of space.
We will come back with more here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, but some people may not want to be stored on a computer.
What are the everlasting?
Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a Facebook and a Google Plus and Twitter, all that stuff. You can go and connect with it over at news.freetalklive.com. Something else you can connect with is a free pound of coffee.
I am enjoying BuzzBox coffee as we speak.
Oh, that's right. You've got the new coffee maker set up here now.
It is delicious. As a matter of fact, coffee.freetalklive.com for you to go get a free pound of the best coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And that organic certification, it can be important if you consider for a second that coffee is grown in countries that may not have the same rules as far as pesticide goes, or that, for instance, allow leaded gas. Now, I don't know exactly what happens with coffee plants that are grown in ground that has lead in it because people are using leaded gas, but it doesn't sound great to me. So go check it out. Get your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. Every time you do, for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we are able to give another microloan to another family to help give them the hand up that they need in order to live a better life. You got to have a little bit of money to experience human freedom. Otherwise, you're just a slave to somebody else. Help them out by helping us by going through coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound, sign up for the subscription. You can cancel at any time, but please keep it going because you drink coffee and people would love to, will love you to give them a hand up. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones. We're talking about overpopulation, or at least that's the claim by some people, and some would like to restrict
your ability to have a baby that they say you need to have a license. You'll have to ask some sort of government bureaucracy for permission. And wondering if anyone supports that idea out there. Because apparently Wired Magazine thought it was worth writing about. Demetrius is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Demetrius. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not saying we should restrict human growth necessarily, but I am of the opinion that overpopulation is a big problem.
What's the biggest part of
listening to the show?
Okay. What's the biggest problem with the overpopulation in your mind?
Limited resources. Food, water, energy. I mean,
is it food, water, or energy?
Overpopulation, they try to carry the conversation over to space and how much space we have. And that's true. We have lots of space. We don't have a lot of resources.
Which one is it, food, water, or energy, do you think is the biggest problem?
Probably energy.
Okay. Now, don't you think that we're having innovations are going on all the time and that need drives innovation as opposed to, you know, just kind of fantastic ideas, right? Like, people need something. That's the necessity is the mother of invention, I've heard it said. So if we need new sources of energy, we probably will get new sources of energy, right?
Well, you know, we really need a breakthrough in either food production, recycling, or some kind of new form of energy.
We make enough food on this planet to feed everybody.
We do for now.
But it's the allocation of that food, usually having to do with governments restricting the allocation of food, that's the problem.
By the way, I'd like to throw in here.
A little more freedom wouldn't help, but, I mean, the way things are now, it's not going so well. I mean, we're running out of fresh water, food. I mean, even in the United States, we've got states, and we're supposed to be, like, the best country, America.
Demetrius, keep in mind there's no shortage of water out there. The problem is that governments are in charge of delivering water. Governments are in charge of finding and delivering water to people in most places. It's governments who handle that, and they do a very poor job of it. Rather than having the economic incentive to develop new means of desalination or to go and find new areas, you know, springs and things like that, they just decide, well, we're going to put down restrictions on when you can use the water that we are already giving you. It's the backwards view on how to do business.
Don't forget, most of the water problems we have is based on sort of this cultural norm we have of growing, being grass farmers, growing in our front lawn this worthless stuff that does nothing. And if there were, you know, if companies allocated water rather than governments, if organizations like businesses as opposed to organizations like government allocated water, you wouldn't see the problem.
A couple more points I'd like to make.
Like, competition would make things a little bit better, probably. But it doesn't change the fact that right now, even in the United States, we're having water problems, and we're supposed to, like...
Well, I'm not having a water problem.
We have everything we need.
I've got all the water I need. The problem is that people...
In New Hampshire, with your well.
Yes, I do.
You know, people elsewhere don't.
But that's really the problem.
The water's problem.
Governments get involved they get in the way, and now there's a bunch of people living where they shouldn't be in deserts in California and Nevada and stuff like that, and they expect water. That water has to be taken away from people who, you know, have it in their region. So you've got these population centers in arid climates, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, New Orleans had plenty of water recently.
The planet can support, like, just as many people as we can produce eventually?
I don't know. Okay, so obviously the answer to that is no. So now we are on an equal playing field. No, it cannot produce, sustain 10 times the population we have currently. But what we've been finding is that as people move from rural areas and agricultural lifestyles into urban areas and sort of worker lifestyles, they have fewer children because children become a liability in that situation rather than an asset, right?
Right.
So as the planet, just as the United States moved from agrarian to urban and suburban, as the planet moves this way with –
advances in farming technology, and you know, one guy can grow a lot more than he used to, and you will find that families aren't going to have these, you know, all these kids like they did before. And if I suggest, I humbly suggest the government get the hell out of welfare and handing out money and incentivizing people to have children financially, and then you will find that, you know, you let the population continue to urbanize and you stop incentivizing births, and then you've got your problem solved.
Okay, but wait a minute, Mark. I have to say that I think that the world could hold 10 times the population. You said that it couldn't. We haven't even talked about vertical farming, right? I mean, the old method of farming involves spreading out the farm over a flat surface, over a long direction, and you know, a couple different directions. And they usually factor in vertical upwards, you know, the up and down axis. And that opens up a whole new
meat's coming too.
That opens up a whole new world of possibility for yield per cubic foot, basically, that doesn't exist today. You factor in, you know, the fact there's plenty of damn water around. There's just the whole desalination thing that needs to get solved there. And then energy. Of course, the history of mankind has been learning about and tapping into new forms of energy. They've always been there. We just now discover, oh, wow, you can turn that black stuff that used to pollute farmland into burnable, useful material. How about that? You know, of course, one of the classic examples is oil used to be a pollutant and a nuisance, and then eventually it became called black gold because it was so valuable for energy purposes once people figured out, what the hell do you do with that stuff? And so we'll figure out more of that, more of those revelations about energy. We'll, you know, make those discoveries, and I don't think we'll have a problem with any of those things, energy, food, or water, personally. But Johnny Ray, you've sort of been absorbing all this.
I was just thinking about what you said about this vertical farming, and I see a big problem there, which is the shade. You know, the farming is done under the sun, and if you start stacking stuff on top of fields on top of each other, this is not the easy solution that you make it out to be.
I'm not saying it would be an easy solution, but
everybody's going to drink Soylent. Have you heard of this new stuff? It's got all your nutritional needs in it.
Can they make a movie about that?
Not yeah, they made a movie about this product that just came out in 1970, you dullard. No, this is a new product named after the movie.
Which wasn't that People?
It's not People. I swear, it's not People.
But wasn't that? I've never seen the movie. I just always
That's the only line you know.
Right.
Yes. Soylent Green was People. This is not Soylent Green.
It's just Soylent.
It's Soylent.
Okay.
And it's just a product.
But it took the people out of it.
Yeah, it's a nutritional product that you no longer have to eat food. You can have this stuff. It's much more efficient,
isn't it?
It's much more efficient than any other, way of feeding people.
Every citizen's final duty is to go to the recycling tanks.
Demetrius, any final thoughts? Go ahead.
I mean, give me a. Once we have some, sure, I'll be right there with you. You know, but
Once we have some what?
Sorry, once we have some what?
Get a breakthrough going somewhere. You know, either energy, get water from salt water, or
we can do all those things.
Production, I think we'll be okay.
Anything's possible if you put your mind to it, Demetrius. Thanks for the call. Maybe not you, but the people who are interested in finding out how to do all those things, they'll figure it out. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Just get the government out of the way. It's always the problem.
Hour number three coming up. We'll give you the latest on the story about the Silk Road. The saga continues. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.